Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Brought to you by Canopy Street Market. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It really is what we're talking about. I think there are opportunities for Nebraska athletics, for Husker athletics, to include fans into the process and in the machinery. But it also helps them with that financial side of it that's still in play, because there are Husker fans that would pay for the experience. Bach, as Cena's theme song plays in the background, how much would you pay to be able to walk out through the Titantron to the music of your choice and walk into the ring? How much would you pay for that?
See, I think you found my sweet spot. I think right? That's out of all these things you've said, right? To come out and do a wrestling
entrance.
I would love just an arena full of people to look at me right? And dance to my music. So, right? I think that would probably be my highest ticket item so far.
In UFC, and I was supposed to head to Seattle today for UFC. Henry Cejudo and Sonya Dong, my favorite name in the UFC, Sonya Dong, are competing in the main event in Seattle. I was supposed to cover it, but there's so much stuff going on. I had to let them know that I can't make it this weekend. But they do a thing that they do, like a walkout. And VIP folks, for extra cash, you get the music, you get to walk out, you get the championship strap over your shoulder, and you get to do the walk from all the way back to the octagon and then into the octagon. And they take pictures and they videotape it, whatever music you want played. But people pay. They pay thousands of dollars to have that opportunity. And I got to walk out with the wrestling team Sunday. And I'm just telling you, it's magic. It's magic. It's a wonderful. It is. I did the rock thing, right? I just tapped my forearm for the goosebumps, right?
Oh, yeah.
That this is amazing. And I thank Coach Terrell yesterday. I thank Coach Manning. Because they gave me access to a thing that I would have never experienced. And sometimes the value of a thing is exposure to the thing. Like, you have to know that this is possible. And from the text line, folks have said, I mean, this is really a thing. Old Dad says, or Old Dad 34 says, I do it for all the sports. Because I probably would. Like, I would almost offer, I don't want to be selfish, but I would almost say the ticket would sponsor Tunnel Walk, and we'd like to have some Husker fan get to do these Tunnel Walks, right?
Yeah.
But this is bigger than that. This should be a Husker athletics thing in full, and they can determine what the number is. Now, Texas said, well, that's a sacred moment of bonding between the athletes. I can tell you, those athletes love having me there. They, as a matter of fact, that's directly from the athletes. He invited me into the locker room, and they actually let me talk before the meet. Thank goodness they won. First, yeah, thank goodness they were dominant, because if they were terrible, I'd have felt awful. I'd have felt horrible. But you let me talk, and they were like, let's run through the wall, boys. Let's go get it. I think Husker fans would really support. One of the Texans said, I'd love it as long as I could get up and touch the horseshoe. Like, that would be a part of it. Just imagine. Even if it was before the football team that you did the tunnel walk and got to experience it as they're doing their walkthrough, and you went through and got to run out into that. How many Husker fans never get to make that walk or be on the field or run into the stadium on a game day? They're never going to experience that. How many people would like to know what it's like to run from Husker basketball's locker room onto the floor? Like, have a fan, make a donation to the athletic department to run the flag on the field, right? We're talking to Peter Cobalt. He offers, they raffle off a tennis lesson with the coach. And I was like, well, you know what? Maybe do a first serve. Invite Lincoln High School tennis coaches to come down and do the honorary first serve, right? They bring their team. They bring students from the school. They all get to be there and watch the school represented. It's a great tie-in, a great bonding moment for that team because they're featured. You get to be in a space, again, that maybe you never get to be in. If you did it for basketball, you do it for volleyball, right? Then you could do the honorary first serve, right? Something silly.
Yeah.
Right? Or maybe you could be somebody that got to come on the floor and you got to throw volleyballs out, you know, or throw shirts out or something along those lines. I think in these days where you're trying to generate more money, you're trying to generate more fan engagement, you're trying to engage more of what will connect the fans in a greater way, a more personal way to these things, you know, like the Salt Dogs do a great job with the first pitch, right? Well, imagine if you really were pushing this thing, right, to play catch. Like, you know, there are things that can be done within these programs. And they're money opportunities, but they're also great connectors. And the value behind it, I can tell you, wrestling could probably take 10 people. 10 people who make a donation to the wrestling program to be able to do the tunnel walk with the team. And they get to do that for 8 matches. That's 80 people who make a donation to Nebraska Wrestling. All for the ability. Doesn't impose. Doesn't, like, you can pay extra if you want to. You want to sit in the locker room quietly before the meet, right? You pay extra, right? Doesn't disturb anybody. It's off to the side. There's enough room in there for you to just kind of watch, so you can see what's going on, right? But I think there are ways for programs to be more inclusive and then to benefit from it. And I can tell you, if you said to most Husker athletes, most. I think in these donation NIL conversation, there's Dylan Raiola, Jordy Ball, and then everybody else, right? Like, I mean, fairness. But everybody else would be open to the idea that, wait a minute, hey, your signed jersey as a part of this thing, you'll receive a donation, some NIL money because you donated to this fan that is a part of the walkout or the tunnel walk.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, you do the wrestling tunnel walk, you get a signed singlet from the team. Oh, well, the value of it just went up, right? The value just went up because, hey, you know what? More money just for the team, right? You get a video, right, of a signed baseball from the team and your favorite player's jersey, and we'll get you a picture of you and that player with the jersey. So, hey, man, extra value, right? That you think Jalen Worthy wouldn't be, one, flattered, two, appreciative. Wait a minute, even if it was, you know, an extra $500.
Yeah.
Right? Win-win. I know Cobalt, I know Herman, they would be willing to do tennis lessons. I would imagine the Gulf Coast is willing to play around and give golf lessons to anybody that would want to be a part of what they're doing, right? This thing that's in play, it's always an option. I would imagine that football is number one in the one because of the vastness of it and the power of it, but that volleyball would be number two, and you could do a lot of things and generate a lot of money for volleyball. A lot of money. There are a lot of young ladies who would love the opportunity to engage that sort of way, right? Just requires some creative thinking, some innovation, but hey, you can get it done. Baseball and softball, off the charts, right? Because, what, 20 home games, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
A lot of downtime in baseball.
A lot of in-between innings. There's a lot of stuff, but it requires, one, you inconvenience yourself, and you do a little bit more work.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When your team's curious and ready to grow, they do their best work, and that changes everything. At CBT Nuggets, we've spent over 25 years making IT training engaging, hands-on, and fun. Expert-led courses, virtual labs, real-world skills your team can use right now. From networking to cloud to cybersecurity, we build skills and confidence that drive results. Believe in your team. Give them the tools to thrive at cbtnuggets.com/solutions.
Right? But the long-term value of it and building the brand is kind of what should be done. That should be done. I mean, listen, if you said, you know what, maybe you could lead the specialists out of the Husker locker room at halftime. Right? A little less chaotic, a little more formed. You know, it's usually just punters, kickers, and returners, right? So you're running out with the 15 guys that come out of the locker room first. Mm. Right? Less distraction, but still the same value. And you still record it. You still get, right? Now, if you ask me, hey, man, let me catch a punt during the practice, during the warm-up. Right? There are folks who never get that opportunity. I said to Mark Manning that if you did the tunnel walk, and then let's just say that the tunnel walk folks are behind the team. But somebody, so let's say that it's Jordan Burrow is the alumni that's running out. They're going to lead the team out. And then there's a little flag bearer. There's somebody's kid who wants that thing to happen, right? It's a donation. We'll make the donation so that little Johnny gets to run out of the tunnel with Green and the Huskers. There's so many opportunities. There's so many home matches, home meets, everything in place. And it's an opportunity. Texter asked a question on an offshoot, trying to find out if the shootout with Strick has changed days and times. Dave, he's not scared of you, bro. I will ask Austin that on the break, and I'll give you an answer when we come back. How's that? Husker bowling at Hollywood this weekend. Is this the meet that they're home in town?
Hollywood bowling?
I didn't know that was this week. Yeah, it's the Big Red Invitational. And yes, I will be there. Absolutely will be there. Yep. And it's a weird thing that, so at the Hollywood Bowl, it starts Friday, right? I think it's Friday. Yep. Friday at 8:30, the Big Red Invitational. So yes, I will be there Friday at 8:30 for this. It's my opportunity to support. Of course, you can hear four of the young ladies. You can hear Anna and Kayla Starr and Jillian Martin. You can hear them weeknights here on the Ticket. Tell them the story. You can hear Coach Klumpa whenever he decides to walk in the door and have coffee with us. But, yeah, I will be there. This is normally I'm at UFC on the weekend of the Big Red Invitational. That's why I always miss those. But this, as I just said, I decided not to go to Seattle for UFC, so I'll be here. If baseball can bring kids to, say, play ball, and basketball can have people hand the ball to the ref, and football do things like tunnel walk and coin flips, things like that. Oh, Cubs care, this is absolutely the thing. 100 things. So the tunnel walk is special for football, and to me, it would be a priceless experience. Exactly. I'd pay more than probably $1,500 to join, as long as that includes being a part of the horseshoe tap. That would be all worth it. Baseball and basketball, I'd probably put out, $250 because there's more opportunities to do it in season. 100%. 100%. All right. Texas says this. The problem is if you monetize it like that, it'll just end up benefiting the rich people that can afford it, maybe at first it's a reasonable amount, but then we know how it goes. The average person will quickly be priced out. You don't do the price out for, you don't do the price, you're not setting the price to exclude. What I would imagine Husker Athletics, and I've been enough of a part of enough athletic departments, that the juice has to be worth the squeeze. So the inconvenience and the breaking of their game operations, right? There's some game op director that, you know, would panic over anything going outside of schedule. They've got it all down to an art form and a science form now. But to add those things would be wonderful. And again, you could do some of those things for the financially capable. But in that, you could also do things for folks who, and you're just doing it because. Just because. And there are things to work out for sure, 100%. But my thing is, for athletic departments who are constantly asking, now you're giving something for it. The donor fatigue happens when it's just give, 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 give. Now we're going to say, hey, listen, not we're asking you to give, but here's where, one, it goes directly to the source, to the team that's involved, to their fans, the people who come to games and folks that support them and understand what's going on, right? If it's a tennis, high school tennis coach who gets to do the first serve, yeah, there's a lot of pressure for that coach because you got to get the first serve in. Like, you don't want to bring your team and everybody watching and not pull it off. But I think all of that's in play. That's a great donation. You can do a fundraiser as well. There's tons of things you can do while you're there. Like, you can sit at a table and have people make donations to your high school program. There's all sorts of things you can do. We'll go to break. We'll come finish this thing out. I'll get the answer. On Stricky, Austin's in the other room. We will get that answer for him. Then we'll come back and close down one-on-one.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.